Here's the division facts. And I just want you to go through and do the same thing that you just did. All right, tell me what the answer is.
1.
Uh-huh.
7.
Uh-huh.
1.
Uh-huh.
9.
Mm-hmm.
7.
Mm-hmm.
8. 8.
Mm-hmm.
5.
Mm-hmm.
7.
Okay.
And 9.
Okay, what happened here? You went slow. Tell me what you did.
I was trying to figure out how, like, because I get stuck sometimes on a 9 times 6 and stuff, because it's 54 and it get close to 56, so I just did it 5. Because 8, if you had that 8, you can plus it, and then I'll be doing that. I'll be subtracting the, like 9 times 7 is 63, and I subtract it, and it'll make 56.
Okay. What do you do when you divide a number, when you divide 0 by a number?
Is that number?
Is
no,
it?
Is it 0?
Okay. What do you do when you divide a number by 1?
It's the number that you divided by.
What do you do when you divide a number by 4?
It's 1, because 4 and 4 is can't be 2, because that's not a thing. And it's 1 because you always do that.
Okay. What about 18 divided by 2?
9. Because 9 times 2 is 18. So you just do it the opposite way.
Okay. What about dividing a number by its half? Like, if you divided 18 by 9, what would the answer be?
2.
What about 12 by 6?
2.
Okay. What happens when you divide a number by 11?
It's that number that you divided by 11. Like, if you do 7 times 11 is 77.
All right. What about if you had, like, something like 100 and... if you had, like... 132 divided by 11. How would you figure that out?
Like times it from 0 all the way up, and you'll get the number.
Okay. What do you do for your 12s?
I keep adding it up, 12. And keep on adding until I get to that number it says divided by.
Okay, so example, if I said, what is 120 divided by 12, what would you say?
I would say that you have to do 12 until you get to that 120.
Right. What is 120 divided by 12?
10.
Yeah. What were you doing on your fingers there?
I was just moving around because I got to think like that.
Okay. What were you thinking?
About my multiplication.
So tell me.
Because multiplication and division is, they opposites from each other, but they can. Like, plus and minus is can too.
All right. Thank you so much. One other thing. What about when you're multiplying, like, you said, tell me which are the hard, or when you're dividing, tell me which ones are the tricky facts again. You were saying, like, 6, 9 times 6, and is that, what's another tricky fact?
7 times 8, because it has 4, and it's 54, and 9 times, and 9 times 6 is 54, and they make me mess up because they both in the 50s.
All right, thank you so much. You may go back.